We've been getting some calls and comments this week about Morning Edition sounding distorted at times, especially for our Lumberton listeners. Our equipment is working correctly. What you may be hearing is a phenomenon known as tropospheric ducting, which can play havoc with FM signals at this time of year. Graduate fellow Jason Hess discovered a great online resource for ducting forecasts. Yesterday's map for southeastern North Carolina, for example, showed us in a bright orange area, meaning very strong to intense. And there's a link to this on our website, whqr.org. Thanks, Jason. Listener Lynn wrote, "The up-close and personal underwriter stories that air produce a very high-quality image of WHQR's involvement with companies and its sponsors and clients, while presenting the enduring long-term relationships the station upholds. The team is to be congratulated. It's truly special and sends impressive family commitment signals and messages to the listeners." Patty Poxick wrote on our website about last week's show at Keenan Auditorium. "The Great American Songbook was a fabulous show of talent and history and fun. Can you post the top 10 list of the songs chosen? The show was perfectly crafted with the videos, the fine musicians, performers, and of course Phil Furia, George Scheibner, and the audience who loved every minute of it. Thank you so much. I hope it becomes a regular event." For Patty and others, thanks for attending the show. We have posted the songs of our top 10 on our photo and video recap on our website, whqr.org. Listener Tom wrote, "Classics for Kids needs to be on more often. It's excellent." Anonymous wrote, "The 1960s wants you to give its pledge drive format back. The focus on the phones is pathetically out of date. Why can't the website show real-time fundraising goal status 365 and maybe even real-time operating budget expenditures?" Listener Marty wrote, "I love the station. I think the announcers are very professional, and I like the group on air during pledge drives. Seems like they're a fun group." A listener in Ocean Isle Beach wrote, "The model WHQR should emulate is WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia. They raise over $325,000 per fund drive in 1 week." Anonymous wrote, "I like the format of WFAE in Charlotte, heavy on informational programming." Anonymous wrote, "My preference would be that you become more like WUNC Chapel Hill. The timely and insightful talk broadcasts are what I seek, and too often I must find them via online streaming sources. Also, Andy Wood is your only local commentator who I enjoy. Because of your broadcasts of Prairie Home Companion, Car Talk, Performance Today, and The Splendid Table, it's too spotty to find and listen to shows I enjoy during your weekend broadcasts." Listener Kevin wrote, "I don't know if a local version of Talk of the Nation would be practical or safe given how high emotions run on many local issues, but I think it would be a good addition to our community." Kevin, we hope you'll tune in to the premiere of our own Coastline next Tuesday at 2 p.m., when our topic will be film incentives. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.